This is Dr. Inigo, repeating a dictation for a patient by the name of Pamela Rose Vuriel. Date of birth is August 6, 1984. Case ID number is 2354099. Date of exam, 5/3/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and Family Medical Specialty Clinic from Dr. Marilyn Lopez, dated 10/26/21. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, asthma, back pain, obesity, gastritis, hypothyroidism, anxiety, and high cholesterol. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in September of 2021, where she attempted to clean houses and was only able to work for one day. She did work as a cashier for 1.5 weeks, and it was a part-time job where she worked 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her daughter in an apartment, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, asthma, number four, back pain, number five, obesity, number six, gastritis, number seven, hypothyroidism, number eight, anxiety, and number nine, high cholesterol. Allegations, history of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does check her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 120 to 150 and that the highest number that it's ever been is 562. At the present time, she's on metformin / glyburide, 500 milligrams / 5 milligrams BID, and she states that she does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but they have told her that her level is very high. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having shortness of breath and temporal headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any chest pain. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 87 mmHg. She is presently taking losartan potassium, 25 milligrams POQD, and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number three, shortness of breath. The claimant states that in 1998, she had pertussis of the lungs and developed asthma because of that. The claimant suffers from asthma and allergies. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 block, climbing 1 flight of stairs, and sometimes with seasonal changes. She denies any problems with talking or resting, and she states that she does not smoke. The claimant has never been in the emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated. She is presently on inhalers and medications for allergies. She is presently taking Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD. an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID. She was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies, and her condition appears to be stable. Number 4, back pain. The claimant states that she's been in 2 motor vehicle accidents, and since 2006 has severe lumbar sacral back pain, which is a pressure pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to the left leg. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc times 3 and has had no surgeries or injections for her condition. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assisted devices. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and going to a daycare. Her physician at this time is Dr. Antonio Falcon, and she has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 1 week of physical therapy. She is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID and naproxen 500 milligrams PRQRN is needed. She states these medications do give her relief. She was diagnosed with herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral spine. Number 5, obesity. The claimant states that in 2002, she was gaining excessive amounts of weight secondary to depression and anxiety. In October of 2021, she weighed 300 pounds, and her BMI was 51.49. She's had no surgeries and has been placed on no medications, but was given a diet plan that she has been unable to follow. At the present time, she weighs 290 pounds, and her BMI is 51. She states that she's lost 15 pounds. Her condition at this time is better, but not stable. Allegation number 6, gastritis. The claimant states that in 1997, secondary to excessive amounts of gaining weight, she developed gastroesophageal reflux disease, and especially when she eats spicy foods. She states the character of the pain is like a reflux in her epigastric area, which radiates up to her throat area and can last for approximately 15 minutes. Her symptoms include nausea, but she denies any vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, or severe weakness. She has lost 15 pounds in 1 year, and she's food intolerant to spicy foods. She was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and is presently taking no medications for this condition. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 7, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2000, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and that her thyroid levels have been poorly controlled. She was having symptoms of tiredness, lethargicness, increased weight gain, decreased motivation, hair loss, and weakness. She was started on level thyroxine, 200 micrograms POQD, and she states they have had to go up on the dose every so often. Her condition at this time is poorly controlled, secondary to morbid obesity. Number 8, anxiety. The claimant states that since she was 6 years old, secondary to multiple vehicle accidents, she has been very nervous and anxious. She was placed on Xanax 0.5 milligrams, which she was supposed to take PRN as needed for severe anxiety. She states she rarely takes the medication. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 9, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with a high cholesterol level. She was started on Crestor 10 milligrams POQD. Her last cholesterol level was 184, which is normal. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. Her condition is stable at this time. Family history. The father has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, and cancer. Her mother is anemic and has diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertension. She has a brother with asthma and a positive family history of cervical cancer, lung cancer, and heart disease. Medications: Losartan, potassium, 25 milligrams, POQD, metformin, hydrochloride, glyburide, 500 milligrams, 5 milligrams, BID, rosuvastatin, calcium, 10 milligrams, QHS, trimethylone, acetonide, 0.1%, BID, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID, vitamin D, 50,000 units, Q-week, level thyroxine, 200 micrograms, QD, and montelukast, 10 milligrams, QHS. Medical problems: non-insulin dependent by diabetes mellitus, hypertension, asthma, allergies, back pain, obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, history of Bell's palsy of the right facial area, major surgeries, appendectomy in July of 2021. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but states that she had a seizure when she was a baby secondary to the fever. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 290 pounds, height 5 feet 3.5 inches, BP 144 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 51. General: this is a 37-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the lumbar spine, but normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time, poorly controlled, secondary to excessive eating. Number two, high blood pressure slash hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 87 mmHg. She appears to be well controlled with her medications at this time. Number three, asthma slash allergies, being treated at this time. Normal physical exam, appears to be stable. Number four, back pain secondary to herniated disc times three, aggravated by morbid obesity, appears to be stable at this time. Number five, morbid obesity, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has lost 15 pounds, but appears to have difficulty in losing weight. Her condition is fairly stable. Allegation number six, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Dash, being stable at this time, it's not being treated, secondary to excessive eating. Number seven, hypothyroidism. Dash, being treated at this time. However, the claimant states that they have to keep on going up on her dose, secondary to excessive weight gain. Number eight, anxiety, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. And number nine, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time and well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Pamela Rose Virial.